You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. It's back to the drawing board for how to pay for the first-year operating cost of the Cincinnati streetcar system. City Council was expected to vote Wednesday on a plan to fund the estimated $4.2 million expense. But Councilmember Kevin Flynn, who voted for the ordinance on Monday, changed his vote Wednesday. He's concerned about a $500,000 contingency built into the funding proposal.
When I voted for continuing the streetcar, I said we would not be using the general fund for the streetcar. This ordinance uses $550,000 that was not part of the incremental dollars of parking revenue for the first year's operations of the streetcar.
With the plan passing by a 5-4 vote, Mayor John Cranley had threatened to veto it. But that didn't happen. Instead, after much debate, council essentially unpassed the ordinance and sent it back to committee for more discussion. Flynn says he can support the plan that uses money from the streetcar construction budget to pay for the initial startup cost. That would free up some of the parking meter money to cover the contingency funding without using general fund revenue. But Councilmember Yvette Simpson says using construction money right now comes with some risk.
We will make sure that the contingency, once construction is done, is transferred. Pulling the contingency out now has some consequences that maybe you haven't thought about.
Officials in Washington, D.C. could have some say in whether the city's contingency money can be spent before construction is fully complete, since federal money is being used for the project. Council's Budget and Finance Committee could hold a special meeting Monday to continue the discussions. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.